There are 1,676 COVID-positive patients currently hospitalized in Ontario, including 205 COVID patients in intensive care units and 100 on ventilators. The provincial update included 32 more deaths that all occurred within the last 30 days. COVID-19 has been the cause of, or a factor in, the death of 12,921 people in Ontario since March 2020, according to the province's daily reporting. The daily update included 2,700 lab-confirmed COVID cases. Case counts are assumed to be underestimated because of limited PCR testing and only PCR results are included in the daily case counts. Since the start of the pandemic, Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,268,390 cases of COVID-19 and reported 1,229,396 cases recovered or resolved. The May 5 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Hospitalizations of the 1,676 people hospitalized with COVID, 43% were admitted because of COVID-19 and 57% were admitted for other reasons, but test positive for COVID-19. Included in the hospitalized patients, not in the ICU, are 223 unvaccinated people, 80 people with one dose of COVID vaccine, and 1,048 people with two or more doses of COVID-19 vaccine. 205 patients are in intensive care units with COVID-related illnesses, including 100 patients on ventilators. Among the ICU patients are 30 unvaccinated patients, 4 people with one dose of a COVID vaccine, and 84 people with two or more doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccination: about 86% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario has two or more doses of COVID vaccine, about 12.1 million people. More than 7.2 million people in Ontario have had three doses of a COVID vaccine. 10% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing Ontario labs processed 17,927 tests, resulting in a 13% positivity. York Region Public Health is now updating its public dashboard twice weekly. The next update is May 6. You can find the latest report here. Southlake Regional Health Centre is reporting 32 hospitalizations and one ICU patient today, May 5, with files from Deborah Kelly.